When it hurts, I pray.
Are you ready?
Be inspired, show.
The unpredictability of life will remain unpredictable.
But everyone lives and deserves a better person.
Of inspiration.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is the Be Inspired Show right here on Active FM. Welcome back. Hopefully everyone had a good day, you know, or a good weekend, a good month. It's a new month, new beginning, new everything. You know, I always say that you cannot judge someone based on what happened yesterday. Why? Because yesterday cannot be, you know, we cannot return to yesterday. Something that man cannot control in this world is time. They may control some of the things, but time cannot be controlled. So when time moves forward, that's all it does. Sometimes it goes slower, sometimes it feels like going slower, and sometimes it feels like it's going faster. At the end of the day, it's how you see time in your own productivity. Okay, so I'm the one and only Gentleman. Right here on Native FM, I hope everyone's doing good. I hope whoever's tuning in for the first time, welcome. Whoever you are, wherever you are, whenever you are, and whichever time of the day you're tuning in, I really appreciate that. So welcome to the Be Inspired Show. So, moving on, our topic that we'll be talking about today is called Expect the Unexpected. Let me repeat that for the last time. Expect the unexpected. Why? Because things always happen unexpectedly, whether we like it or not. It's very amusing how things can turn in an instant. 1 minute things are going good, next second things are going bad. It's just like that. Just like that, your whole life changes. Just like that, something that you expected or unexpectedly just happened in your life, you know. 1 minute you're happy, next minute you're sad. 1 minute you're joyful, next minute you're unjoyful. No, 1 minute you're jumping for joy, next minute you're not jumping for joy. Because things that are unexpected always happen. You see? So expect the unexpected. So when you expect something to happen, also expect that some things will happen without you knowing that it will happen. It's something that happens in our daily life every single day, whether we like it or whether we don't, okay? So it always happens all the time, every day in our entire life, okay? So that's what we'll be talking about today on the Be Inspired Show, right here on Active FM. Yeah, where we talk about expect the unexpected. I feel like this thing can relate to anyone. As long as you're alive and human in this world, it can actually relate to you, okay? You know, you can actually understand yourself. You can actually feel how it feels like when things happen unexpectedly, you know. We don't always know what's going to happen tomorrow. We only know what's going to happen now, what's going to happen in a few seconds, because you planned ahead. You know, okay, fine, from here I'm going to go do this and that and that and that and that. But you don't know what's going to happen in the duration of doing this, that and that, because anything can happen in that second and that moment and that very day. So always be aware of that unexpected things to happen. Okay, I feel like people will come into our life, the same way people come into our life, the same way they leave our lives. So if those people come into your life and you always expect them to stay, if they one day leave, it will obviously you'll be affected by that because you didn't expect them to leave, but they actually left. Okay, so always be prepared for both things. Always be prepared for the positivity and the negativity, but mostly think on the positivity. But just don't neglect, you know. Like I always say that heaven and hell exist. Just because you don't believe in hell doesn't mean it doesn't exist. So just don't neglect it. You know it's there. We all know it's there. Just don't neglect it. Okay, because the more you know it's there, the better you want to prevent yourself from going to hell in the first place. But my point is, there are things that happen unexpectedly because they are out of our control. Okay, they're literally out of our control. That's the whole conception. But now, yes, that's what we'll be talking about today. Expect the unexpected. So Let's jump into our first song. Then when you come back from the first song, we're going to continue discussing the whole conception of expect the unexpected. Right. Now, the first song of the day is called Save Us. And we're going to check you after this. See you in a few moments.
Thank you.
Welcome back, boys and girls, men and women, ladies and gentlemen. This is the gentleman speaking out here on Active FM. This is the Be Inspired Show. If you're tuning in from listening from the song, welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Be Inspired Show, right here with the one and only gentleman. Like I said, with due time, I'll explain what gentleman means probably in a couple of months. But for now, let's just jump into what we'll be talking about. Okay. So today, I try something different. Today, there won't be any bullet points. So today, it's just going to be the gentleman speaking. You know what I'm saying? That no bullet points. So obviously, the whole topic that we're discussing about today is called expected unexpected. So this is me trying something new with no bullet points. Usually, every time I'm here, I use bullet points and then I discuss the bullet points. But today, it's not bullet points. We're just going to roll with it. Okay. So today we're discussing about expected, unexpected. I explained what the whole concept it is before the song called Save Us. Hopefully you guys enjoy the song. But now, so here we go. So here's the thing with expected, unexpected. Life is unpredictable. You know, every time I end my show, I always say that the unpredictability of life will remain unpredictable, but everyone needs and deserves a little bit of inspiration. That's my whole point. Why? Because life is very unpredictable. No one can predict life. No one can predict that this thing is actually gonna happen. This thing is actually gonna happen. You cannot predict it. Why? Because humans cannot tell the future. Jesus could, but it's Jesus Christ. But humans cannot tell the future. Humans can only tell what's happening now. They can try and predict what might happen in a few years, but not happen. It not happen. Someone a few years back predicted that in 2012 it would be the end of the world. 2012 came and nothing happened, you know. So it's impossible for a human to predict exactly what's going to happen in a couple of years, you know. No one can predict where the end of times will come. No one can predict when the rapture will come, you know, based on a Christian perspective. No one can predict what's going to happen in 10 years or 15 years. We all place predictions, but that's just our own predictions. There's no fact to actually prove that those predictions will actually happen. Like some years back, someone predicted 2012 that it was going to end. A lot of people did a lot of things. Some people quit their job. Some people did this. Everyone tried everything. They did a lot of things because they were expecting the world to end because they were told that the world was going to end in 2012, which is why they even made a movie called 2012. But now, that was someone's prediction saying that in 2012, the world was going to end. 2012 came and nothing happened. Not even the slightest, no tsunami, no earthquake. Jack happened, okay? When I mean jack, I mean nothing happened. Now, nothing happened, so it's impossible for humans to predict what's going to happen in the future. So obviously, if humans cannot predict what's going to happen in the future, it's also impossible for them to tell what's literally going to happen in a few seconds, you know? Because your day might be going well, and then all of a sudden, something unexpected happened. You didn't expect it to happen, but it actually happened. And the fact that it actually happened, you had to deal with it right then and then. You don't waste time and say, okay, well, I will do this tomorrow, all this stuff. No, because every day something unexpected will always happen. Okay? When you expect something to happen, it's the fact that you know it's going to happen. Okay? You know this is going to happen. You know, for example, it's like I'm watching football, and I'm sorry for the Man U fans that lost, you know, yesterday. It was an interesting game, tough match, but, you know, I technically expected Man U to win, even though the odds were against them, but I expected them to win. But, you know, the game ended 6-3, but they came back, which is not a bad, so it means that, you know, they're just lacking a little bit of improvement, so nothing is bad, but apologies to all the Man U fans out there, and congratulations to all the Man City fans out there. It was a very interesting derby, I shall say. A very, very interesting derby. I'm telling you, it was an interesting derby. It was a whole 92 minutes of entertainment, I tell you. But anywho, Man United, I feel like they improved from how they were a couple of seasons back to how they are now, you know. I mean, that match could have ended 6-0. But they came back and pulled back a 3, so it ended 3-0 to be more exact, but to be the facts to contain a 6-0. Okay? But I feel like it's an improvement compared to how they used to be. So obviously it just shows that maybe in the next time they meet, Man U might just do a miracle. Obviously, that's how it is. You know, it's like when you expect a big team to win and then all of a sudden unexpectedly they lose. Yeah, you know, that's how it is. That's how life is. We always expect something to happen because we know that's what's going to happen. So when someone tells you they're going to do this, you expect them to do that. When someone tells you they're going to be there at a certain time, we expect them to show up at that specific time. Because they told you that they're going to be there at that specific time. So we expect them to be at that specific time. When they come late, you didn't expect that. When they come late, it becomes something unexpected because you didn't expect that to happen. But fortunately in life, all these unexpectations always occur. Believe me or not, I can speak from experience. A lot of people can speak from experience based on that conception that a lot of unexpected things will always happen. Okay? But just because unexpected things happen doesn't mean that it's the end of the world. You know? Things will happen in life because a lot of things are unusual will happen. 1 minute, the person you know is still breathing. The next day, you find out that they're gone. It's mind-blowing. It's emotional heartbreak. It's unfair, if you want to say it that way, because someone you saw today, they were healthy and kicking and all that stuff, and then the next day, you hear that they moved to heaven. But obviously, you didn't expect that, because you kind of mind blown because you 1 minute you suddenly were healthy, next day they're already gone. You don't know what's going on because obviously it's unexpected. Obviously, so it is some things that happen unexpectedly kind of hurt us emotionally because we didn't expect them to happen. They kind of give us a hard time because we didn't expect them to happen. A lot of things that unexpectedly happen always have a tendency of attacking us emotionally. Or physically, or in some way, it kind of affects us, you know what I'm saying? So, in some way, it literally does affect us because it hurts you personally, you know? It hurts your emotions because you didn't expect this to happen. When it does happen, it affects you, you know? And at the end of the day, it depends on how you yourself dealt with it. So, how you dealt with it will actually make a difference. That's how everyone is different. Everyone deals with pain differently. But as far as I'm concerned, I can tell you this pain is temporary. Pain is so temporary, but it's still there. It's still there. You know, I always say that if someone hurts you and then you want to hurt them back, it's called revenge. That's what it is. Revenge is simply put as when you want to do something to someone that did that to you. So you want payback. It's revenge. There's no other way. Okay, but my point is this. Unexpected things that happen in life always have an impact on an individual. No matter what gender you are, those have an impact on an individual because unexpectedly your loved one was alive today and then tomorrow all of a sudden they're all gone. So that hurts, you know what I'm saying? It literally hurts. So these unexpected events will always happen, but you just gotta bear with them, you know? The reason why they say they cherish your loved ones right now and then, because you never know what tomorrow holds. Because literally, it's impossible to tell if someone will go today or tomorrow. All of a sudden, today they're alive, all of a sudden tomorrow they're gone. No signs, no nothing at all. It's just something that happened out of the blue, you get what I'm saying? So just, you know, cherish those who are alive, you know. I always say this to most of my friends. I say, you never know how someone means to you until you lose them. You never know, because while they're still with you, you feel like they're bothering you or they're a nuisance to you. Whatever the case might be, but you never know how important the person is to you until you lose them. And the thing is, by the time you lose them by the time you realize that they were so important to you, it's too late. So cherish them now. You only have one chance in life. I don't know. Life only gives you one chance. Life is only, technically it's only a chance. It doesn't have more than just, it's just that. When you're alive now and that's it. If you go now, that's the end of it, you know. So life only has one chance. So cherish the people who are in your life because they're not there because they're forced to be in your life. They're there because obviously they want to be in your life. Okay, if they don't want to be in your life, they will leave your life. It's that simple. Okay, cool. So basically, those my whole concept of unexpected things that unexpected events that occur in individuals on a daily basis. You know, it's always gonna happen. You just gotta be. I feel like it's how you take things at the end of the day. It's how individuals handle things. I also feel like it's all based on the mindset. How you use your brain, how you think, you know. Okay. No, as a Christian, I feel like the more faith you have on Christ, the more your mind changes, because now you begin to think differently. Get what I'm saying? So it's like the more faith you have in Christ, the more your mindset changes as well. Because I feel like instead of you waiting to see if the problem would disappear, you find a solution. You see, obviously, that's just my perspective, but I feel like the more faith you have, the more your mind changes. That's what I've seen in my life, you know, my lifetime. The more faith you have in Christ, the more your mind changes, the more you see things differently, the more when unexpected things occur in your life, the more you have a different way of handling them than the way you used to handle them back in the day. Like, you're gonna change completely. So if you change completely, even the way you think changes. Because for someone to change, they must change the way they think. It's that simple. For someone to change, they must change the way they think. Because now when they change the way they think, they change everything around them, including themselves. Okay, so basically that's what I have to say, and obviously, like I said today, we don't have bullet points, just going with the flow. So basically that's what I have to say on that on the concept of expect the unexpected, because that unexpected events always occur. I promise you that they will always occur. You just gotta bear with them. You gotta take them as they are, and you know, be prepared for the unprepared. Yeah, but just be prepared for the unprepared. But for now, that's all I have. That's the whole concept of expect the unexpected. So, you know, after that long conversation, you know, let's jump into our second song. It's called We Are Crazy. Okay, no one is crazy. Okay, I'm just saying the song's called We Are Crazy. And the gentleman will check you after this. See you in a couple of minutes. Yo. Welcome back to the Being Special Radio. It's the film. This is your one and only gentleman. Okay, so what we were talking about before the song called "We Are Crazy." We're not crazy. The song is called "We Are Crazy." We were talking about obviously the whole concept of expect and expected. So we're gonna continue on the conception. You get what I'm saying? So you gotta expect things happen in life, G. Well, like it or not, things always happen in life. A lot of unpredictabilities always happen in life. I don't care who you are or how you are. In life, a lot of things will happen. No one is perfect, you know, even though some of us we think we are. No one is perfect. You just gotta be who you are. You know, don't let people change who you are just because they think you're not perfect. Everyone has their own opinion in this world. You know, just remember that. So I always say this. An opinion will remain an opinion unless you, the opinion listener, takes it. Did you get that? Did you get that? Okay, let me say that again. Let me clear my throat for a second. An opinion will remain an opinion unless you, the opinion listener, takes it. In other words, no one can force the opinion on you. They can tell you, but they can't force it on you. They can't put a gun and tell you must wear red. They can't put a gun in your head and tell you that you must do what I tell you to do. Well, if you're working, yes, that's another story. But my point is this. They can't put a gun in your head and tell you that you must, this t-shirt you're wearing looks ugly, you must wear another one. But if you like the shirt, you like the shirt, the opinion will remain the opinion. No one, I'm telling you, everyone has their own opinion. No one will actually like you. Not everyone will like you, actually. Okay? It's impossible. It's impossible to please everyone. You know, so it's impossible to be a people pleaser. Going around telling everyone that I'm this and that, trying to show that, you know, that you're the greatest, all this stuff. Because no matter how hard you try, you can't please everyone in the world. You'll find those, even though you don't do anything, they'll still find some fault in you. You get what I'm saying? I like using Christ as an example. Christ was, he didn't sin, he didn't do anything, but the Jews never liked him. Not everyone can ever like you. Okay, so just because not everyone cannot like you doesn't mean that you must change who you are. You must remain who you are, whoever you are, wherever you may be. Be you, because no one can be you. I remember a couple of weeks ago I made a show that I even said that no one can copy who you are. No one can. You can be twins and everything, but you only have one set of fingerprints. Sorry, all our fingerprints are different. Everyone, even if you're a twin, identical twin, whichever kind of twin you are, even if you look exactly alike, but your fingerprints will never be the same. You know, I once said that, you know, there are so many movies of Bruce Lee, people acting like Bruce Lee, but they cannot actually be the real Bruce Lee. Why? Because there are a lot of things that about Bruce Lee that they cannot capture on movies. Even Muhammad Ali. I say, my point is this, not everyone will like you, so don't stop trying to change about based on people's opinions, you know. The opinions will remain the opinions until the day they leave the earth. It's not going to change. The opinions are only going to change your life if you accept them. If you accept them, obviously, some opinions are good. Obviously, you should accept them, you know. They're very good, you know. If a pastor's preaching all that stuff, it's good. Some opinions are good, so you should accept it. But not all opinions are good. So, end of the day, it's up to you which opinions you take in your life. End of the day, it's your life, your body, your mind. It's how you take things. So, it's also based on the way in the conception of how things always happen unexpectedly, you know. Back in school, a teacher once told us that not all of you will make it in the world. True. Not all of us did make it in the world. Some made it, some didn't make it. Some were very smart back in school, but outside school things happen and unexpected things happen and life just took a different turn. Some, you expected them to be high, they, you know, flying aeroplanes and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden, life happened, and unexpectedly, that was not what happened. So it doesn't matter who you are. Things that happen unexpectedly occur to anyone. You know, literally, there were people that I expected them to be very high. Like, based on what I've seen. I expected them to be in levels beyond levels. But all of a sudden, things happen unexpectedly, and decisions they made, and a lot of things happen, and they were not where I expected them to be. A lot of unexpectations happen. You know, that came along, that came their way, and they couldn't handle it. So they did what I call a ride along. They went along with the expectation instead of solving it. Okay, so my point is this, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, men and women, a lot of things unexpectedly will happen. Just don't expect them to always happen. The same way you expect things to happen in life, the same way things that unexpectedly will happen. Okay, so at the end of the day, it's all how you as an individual handle it. It's all how you take it. It's all how you deal with it. Everyone, like I said, everyone has a different way of dealing with everything. People have a different way of dealing with pain. People have a different way of dealing with heartbreak. People have a different way of dealing with anger. People have a different way of dealing with anxiety. People have a different way of dealing with a lot of things. A lot of things people have a different way of dealing with. We all deal with all of these things. We all experience them, but we all deal with them differently. You see the difference. People have a different way of dealing with depression as well. Okay. So if people have a different way of dealing with all of this stuff, the same way that people have a different way of dealing with unexpectations. Things that happen in their life unexpectedly. Literally, unexpectedly. Okay. A lot of stories I can share about people I know that things happen in their life unexpectedly, but it's amazing how things changed. A lot of stories I can actually share that, you know. What's very interesting, should I say? Some of these things that happen unexpectedly can be good or bad. You know? Some of these things that happen unexpectedly can actually be good in a way, if you think about it. It all depends on how it happens. Some of these things that happen unexpectedly can actually be bad as well. But I feel like they're also the imbalance. So in other words, sometimes they can be good, sometimes they can be bad. You get what I'm saying? I can share a lot of stories that I know about people who unexpected things happen in their life, and at the end of the day, that unexpected thing that happened in their life turned out to be good. I have a lot of stories I can share. I know a lot of people. But my point is this, all of these unexpected things that happen in life can be good and bad. Actually, fun enough, it's very amusing how sometimes these unexpected events that happen in life can turn out bad. No, actually, let me rephrase that. Can be bad and then turn out good at the same time. You get what I'm saying? So, like, for example, that unexpected event, the outcome of it was bad. But all of a sudden, when that bad event came out to be like that, it all of a sudden also came out good or not, you see. So all of these unexpected things happening in our life can be good or bad at the same time. I don't know. It just happens in different individuals. You know, people have a lot of stories out there. People have a lot of different experiences out there. A lot of unexpected things happen out there. Some of them can be good. And some of them that were good made some of them rich. It's all impossible. Okay, but all I'm saying before I end this, all I'm saying is that in life, a lot of things unexpectedly will always happen. It's all how you deal with them. And also remember that there also can be good unexpected events from that, and there can also be bad unexpected events from that. Sometimes it becomes good and then becomes bad. It's mind-blowing, okay? I just don't want to share the stories I have right now because there's too many. So, my point is this, ladies and gentlemen, just live life the way you've been living life. Always think differently. Change some things. Always imply change in your life. It's actually a good thing. So always try something new in your life, you know. I always say that, you know, for example, you're in a relationship, let's say a friendship, let's use that for a better one, example. And then you guys are used to each other and you guys are comfortable with each other. And then, for example, the spark in the beginning, but now the more you get to know each other, the spark seems to dim. It eventually dims to the point where you feel like separating. But if you add something different in that spark will continue to shine brighter. Why? Because it is dimming. Why? Because nothing has changed. Everything's the same. But if you change, if you add something just but different, something different there in that spark, the spark will shine brighter. So can you see how change brings good in every person's life or relationship? That's just my opinion. Okay, so anywho, thank you for tuning in to the Be Inspired Show. As I always say, the gentleman, the unpredictability of life will remain unpredictable, but everyone needs and deserves a little bit of inspiration. I'm going to leave this song from He Is the Joy. This is the gentleman of the Be Inspired Show. See you next time, same place, same time, probably the same hour. Choices. All the choices you made, did you make them again?
Like what you're listening to? Of course you do.
Of course you do.
Follow us on all social media platforms and engage with us. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and YouTube.
This is Ready On Demand.
What you want, when you want it. It's Active FM. Active FM, the Netflix of radio, but better.
Left the dark I fear when I reach for him and he's not here. Many times have come when he is gone, yet I find the strength to carry on. Thank you. in my mind.